Thank you, Mr. Chair. I am compelled to respond to the statement made earlier by an NGO speaker who spoke on the province of Aceh, Indonesia. The Declaration on the Rights of Persons Belonging to National or Ethnic, Religious or Linguistic Minorities underlines that nothing in the present declaration may be construed as permitting any activity contrary to the purposes and principles of the United Nations, including sovereign equality, territorial integrity, and political independence of states. The statement made by an NGO delegation is not only in breach of these principles, but it's also clearly a violation of the UN Charter and the Declaration of the Rights of Minorities. Such violation cannot be allowed in this important forum. Through you, Chair, I would like to request the need to respect the declaration by ensuring that persons participating in the forum do not disrespect the principles of the United Nations, in particular as it pertains to the sovereign equality, territorial integrity, and political independence of states. As a multicultural country, Indonesia is committed to promoting and protecting all Indonesians without exception. Indonesia's constitution guarantees equal rights for all Indonesians and provides clear avenues for affirmative action. This applies also in the context of accelerating the physical and human development in Indonesia's outermost regions, including in the provinces of Aceh and Papua. The Indonesian government is also committed to resolve all past human rights violations, and the process is ongoing. Allow me to reiterate that the 2005 peace accord in resolving the conflict in Aceh peacefully. The province of Aceh has been granted the special autonomy status, where the regional government has full opportunity to ensure the fulfillment of the aspirations of the Achenese people. The special autonomy status has also provided the needed condition for development in Aceh in all aspects, social, economic, politics, and education. The statement made by the speaker is not only irresponsible, but moreover, it shows disrespect to the people in Aceh and Indonesia who have chosen the path of peace 17 years ago. Thank you.